Come to bed, Jack. The candles shed to its waxy skirt, and I can read your straying wits by the moon. A brain fly must be buzzing your head. What is it now? That new ice? Sheeting the pond like a scald on hot milk? The swoon of dam water like a silent diphthong? Lucky pond to hold your gaze so long. My eiderdown is greener than a glade. You gave it me yourself high when you dubbed me your new found land and swore my continents your quest. You'd trade along the shores of my dark timbered eyes where unwooed lusheries of life meander and time drops sail like a catch in a lagoon. Well then, what keeps you? Come away from the window. You get ideas like other men catch cold. Mid-morning, a trifle waylaid you again, and now your eyes, like twin hyenas, pick dinner in the slivery light from the moon. Enough of your lyric flight. Enough peeking under the night's black shirt. All day you've been sickening with a verse. For God's sake, quit gaming with love in poems abstruse or as physical as if you were a physical man. Maybe this one you'll title Love's Dynasty and begin with a sunset lying on the horizon like an eel twitching its thick brown hide, then hint at things matrimonial. And who will guess that tonight, upright as an easel, you've earth on the brain, not me, though I'd tie you in lawless knots if I could. My heart knows no rhetoric but your name, Jack, that, like a doomed colonial, sails out with a seed chest full of hope and raises so little crop. How can I compete with a vision? What holy logic could my wiles defy? Your muse that's fat and sassy as a cow, could I stint her even one of her piquancies, her powwows, her sprees? What would it cost in hard daily coin if I shook you loose from this reverie? I am not love's barrister. Wish I were. But an off-put woman on a night growing bleaker, and night was never longer, or woman weaker.